Welcome back to the game. Tyler Dreiling and Mitch Fortner with you. In the second hour, I've got an NBA take. We don't get into the NBA very often, but I think it's something that needs to be said. An interesting debate that I'm seeing on social media today between K-State in 2010 and South Carolina in 2017. Of course, we'll finish things off with You Can't Be Serious. Mitch, over this last break, I was scanning the Twitterverse, and I noticed an interesting trending topic right now, or something that's trending, and it's hashtag if my life was like pro wrestling. Hashtag if my life was like pro wrestling.
Is that one of those things you're supposed to finish with the rest of your tweet?
Like you could put in anything. Like one example I'm seeing, hashtag if my life was like pro wrestling, I would tag out whenever the lawn needed to be mowed. Stuff like that. But it's kind of fun to read some of this. And I'm immediately thinking of you because I'm wondering what your life would be like if it were centered around pro wrestling, which it basically
kind of is.
Kind of is. Would you be a face or a heel, though? That's my question.
Heel, no doubt. It's way more fun.
Okay. John?
He's a heel. You're a face.
I'm a face.
You're a good guy.
And both of you guys are heels.
He's a heel.
Okay. That's funny. All right. We are both really excited for the Royal season coming up. Just a few days away. They get started at 3 o'clock on Monday in Minnesota. But it's not seeing Hosmer or Moustakas or Kane or Gordon or Perez. That's not what has us really excited.
Well, one thing, we know that's going to be there.
Right.
We know those awesome Royals baseball players are going to be there. The atmosphere is going to be there.
Should be a solid team. A playoff contending team.
So.
We hope so. We don't know that for sure, but we hope so.
Newcomers as well that we're excited to
mm-hmm.
see.
Want to see
what they can do?
Yeah. Want to see what the new pitchers look like. Jorge Soler once he's healthy. Want to see what he can do. So yeah, I'm excited. Brandon Moss, another guy. I'm excited to see if he can help out the offense. But something that changes every single year are the promotions that the Royals do at Kauffman Stadium. And they're doing more and more of them, and this is happening really across Major League Baseball. It used to just be a minor league thing, and occasionally there would be, a Buck Night or something at Kauffman Stadium or other Major League parks. But now everything is a promotion, which I'm fine with. I think it's kind of cool that there's something going on apart from the game at just about every game that you go to. But you were going through the schedule picking out some of your favorite promotions that the Royals are doing this year.
There are some that really stand out more than others, obviously. The one that I think is pretty coveted is the magnet schedule. It's always the first game of the season. You pick up your schedule, you put it on your fridge, and you're ready to go the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, I mean, it's the first game at Kauffman Stadium. So
sure.
It's going to be a packed house. But then you look down the schedule, you have your usual ones that are a little more out of the ordinary, but they're more tradition, if anything, like Bark at the Park, bring your canine out there. And have
I'm
fun.
Excited for that because first Bark at the Park of the season is April 19th on a Wednesday. That's my birthday. So I am not going to be here for the show that day. I'll be out at Kauffman Stadium enjoying that and then enjoying the dogs. I'm a dog guy.
Now, on April 28th, which the Royals will be hosting the Chicago White Sox. It's a bobblehead night, but it's not a bobblehead you would imagine. It's Rusty Kuntz.
Royals first base coach.
Yes.
And it is a bobblehead unlike any other. It has actual hair. Not like real hair, but it has hair. It has like fuzzy hair, which makes fun of Rusty Kuntz having the best head of hair in baseball. And it also talks. It has a button on it that you can push, and there are a few things that Rusty Kuntz himself actually recorded that are basically the sayings that he gives to players when they reach first base after a walk or a base hit. But that's special. That's going to be a very high-demand item for sure.
And I beg your pardon, the Royals hosting the Twins. But then yes. The very next day, this is bizarre, the very next day is another bobblehead day. It's Kelvin Herrera.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Kelvin Herrera, and I think the bobblehead is from one of the World Series games a couple years ago. But yeah, I don't know why they put those two back-to-back like that. But there's just so much going on, man. The T-shirt Tuesdays, the Alex Gordon, the Gordo Nation
sure.
Thing, the Buck Night, which I'm a huge fan of. It's such a traditional thing. But Friday night, dollar peanuts, dollar hot dogs. You absolutely can't go wrong with that. The Royals always do a thing where they give away a jersey at some points during the season, which is pretty cool. They have the Spanish heritage or Mexican heritage, Latino heritage nights that they do. They have Mother's Day giveaways, Father's Day giveaways. I'm trying to look through here. Were there any others that really stood out to you as some of your must-attend games of the season? I've got a Kevin Apier bobblehead.
4th of July will not be at Kauffman Stadium this year.
That's a bummer.
So they're going to do some promotions for that, like a patriotic baseball cap. They're going to do that on the 1st of July when the Royals host the Twins.
And they also are doing it's no longer Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee isn't the official grocery store of the Royals anymore. It's Price Chopper now, which is a bummer. I liked Hy-Vee. But they're doing, in honor of that, they're doing a bunch of, like, Price Chop Mondays. I'm not sure exactly what's going on with those, but they're, in all, they have 79 promotions for the 81 home games?
78 out of the 81 will be a promotion night.
That's amazing.
Now, K-State night.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be on June 2nd. I don't know about you, but I'm always a little worried about who the Royals are going to be playing that day because sometimes it's just not an appealing matchup.
Mm-hmm.
But this time around for K-State Day, it's going to be the defending AL champions.
Really?
Cleveland Indians will be in town.
Okay. I like that. You said June 2nd is
but
K-State
KU
night?
Will get okay. The same thing. KU has the Indians as well.
Well, something that's that they've done with K-State recently that I haven't liked is the K-State ones have generally been day games, like K-State Day
right.
At the K. I prefer the night games. Gives more fans a chance to get out.
Yeah, this one will be a night day.
Yeah.
It'll be a Friday, Friday night.
7:15.
It's also a buck night.
Yeah, it's a buck. Yeah,
so it's perfect.
With fireworks, the summer fireworks
yep,
they
it's
do.
It's all perfect.
That's a must attend because you got a good opponent. It's a Friday night. It's a night game. You get the fireworks. You get the buck night. Absolutely. I have never been to K-State Day or K-State Night at Kauffman,
either.
But I might have to go this time.
All right, now. There are some weird ones, and we'll get to those now. There's some that are, I think, are pretty sweet, like Marvel Day. You know, Marvel Day, you are encouraged to dress up like your favorite Marvel superhero. For instance, like anybody from the Avengers,
mm-hmm.
You have Iron Man, Captain America. Who else is that? I think the Hulk. Hulk is Marvel.
Hulk, yeah.
Brady Bowman, he should be talking about
absolutely.
That because I don't know superheroes that well. But anybody Marvel...
And I'm Team Marvel over Team DC.
Okay.
Just so you know. But they're also doing Star Wars. They'll have a Star Wars day,
so
right?
This is very interesting because on some of these days, it's double promotions. So Star Wars Day, that's coming up on September 10th. Now, September 10th, Royals will be hosting the Twins. I noticed a lot of these big-time promotions is a Twins game. On September 10th, it's Star Wars Day, but it's also Yoga Day, not Yoda. Y-O-D-A, it's Y-O-G-A day.
Are they giving away like a yoga mat, a Royals yoga mat? I think that would make a lot of sense.
That would be sweet. I think what they have done is they've allowed fans well before game time to do yoga
mm-hmm.
in the outfield.
Oh, that would be interesting. Huh. I don't know. It's pretty amazing to me that someone has a full-time job. They go to work, and they come up with different promotions and different giveaways for the Royals to do all season.
And the day before that, September 9th, there's another double promotion. Now, this is strange. I don't know exactly what this means. Sweatshirt Blanket Day.
Sweatshirt Blanket. So, like a Snuggie?
Maybe, I guess. I kind of forgot those existed.
But that's intriguing. It has my attention.
With that, it's also Bacon Day.
That definitely has my attention.
K-State women's basketball used to do that. They didn't do that this last year. But Bacon Day at the K is on September 9th. Keep that in mind.
If you want to check out all these promotions for yourself, the Royals on their website, they have an entire list. Just Google Royals promotions 2017, and it'll be the first thing that pops up. But it'll take a few minutes for you to read through all of these. But I think that it's really smart for Royals fans to do that at the beginning of the season and just – highlight a few, get a few put on your calendar for ones you may be interested in going to because some of these are really neat and they all of a sudden like are here and gone and you never really know. That's why I would recommend checking them out ahead of time and seeing what you want to participate in.
August 3rd, when the Royals host Seattle, It is library night. I don't know exactly what that means, but it could possibly mean everybody just reads a book and doesn't watch the game. Just show up at the ballpark. It's going to be really quiet. The only noise you hear is from the field itself.
Oh, what if they have all of the vendors, you know, that are going up and down the stairs dressed as librarians, and they all go shh. I don't know where I'm going with that. Well, it's library night. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? I didn't say that all of these promotions are really awesome. Some of them are weird.
If you're a golfer.
But, yes, there's a golf day.
August 22nd.
I'd be interested in that.
You get a golf visor. And
I'm not big into the visor thing. Do people still wear visors?
I've seen it. I've seen it around. College kids are trying to bring it back, I suppose.
The fraternity guys still wear those a little bit, I guess. I don't know.
Anyway, promotion-wise, those are the ones that really stand out. I was getting a crack out of reading some of these and how kind of bizarre they are, but really they're not too bad. Some are pretty really fun.
It's just
like dressing up, like Star Wars or Marvel Day. That's fun.
It's fun to go through them because, we're at the end of basketball season. I know that it hasn't been the case the last couple days, but the weather is generally starting to get better, more spring-like. If the rain would check out for a while and give us some sunshine, that would be nice, but it's just that time of year. It's exciting. Everyone's allergies are terrible, and it's time for baseball. Royals kick off their season next Monday afternoon at 3:00, and they take on the Minnesota Twins at Target Field in Minneapolis. When we come back, the Associated Press announced its National Player of the Year. It's a name you'll recognize, and the Associated Press also put together its top 100 college basketball programs of all time based on the weekly rankings that have been coming out every week since 1948. Where does K-State stand and the rest of the Big 12? That's next on The Game.